Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and good morning to those on the West Coast. I think they refer to it as the Left Coast, but we want to say hello to everybody on this beautiful sunny day where we are celebrating the third day of June, looking forward to a month of greatness as summer has arrived. And I want to make an announcement today that if you haven't had a chance to get out and see a brand new movie about a guy who became the top gun of the U.S. Navy fighter pilots of the world. And if you really want to know anything about Top Gun, you should know the original, the first East Coast, first West Coast, the first all around Top Gun. And his name is right here, right now, with us on this call, this show, Optimize Your Life, brought to you by the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society every Friday at noon Eastern Time. Len Cain, Captain, reporting for duty, sir.
Welcome aboard there, Brother Ron. God bless you. Thank you for the kind words. And that was a wonderful movie, and I can fill you in on all the wonderful things that happened during a great big welcome party that we had in anticipation of the Top Gun movie, which opened to the entire United States till last Friday. But what we did, because it was a big party, we had over 300 Navy fighter pilots there and their wives. And we did on Thursday. We had a nice get-together. We had dinner, and then we watched the show. And the speaker of the first commanding officer of the Top Gun school, a good friend of mine, he gave a nice speech. And as a matter of fact, he passed out his book, beautiful written book, called Top Gun, Would You Be Surprised, right? But it was fun seeing old friends, from longtime friends, some family named. Ladies and gentlemen, they asked us to give a rating what they thought of the movie. And I had to really deliberate about it and say, I'm going to have to really study how I feel about it. All kidding aside, I gave it 100%. To be honest, it is a movie that you got to go see. You owe it to yourself and your family. Nothing but goodness and excitement and wonderful videos, the people, the nice little story within it. But I tell people if they go and if they aren't happy with it, just ask for your money back. It isn't going to happen because it really is a top-notch show. They did just time and effort to create that movie. And I had a distinct pleasure, because you asked me, that we were all there with our friends. We were dressed coat and tie and all that sort of stuff. And then this guy walks in, and he is the Maverick impersonator. He had a full flight suit on, his helmet, all the accoutrements that go with it, and everybody was that was the real Tom Cruise. And he was a Top Gun guy. Anyway, I had a nice chat with him after all the falderal I'm holding his hand and his card in my hand right now, and of course I gave him one of our Golden Rule Society charity cards. And he said, I got to go look at that chart. And he responded already. He thinks that the Golden Rule Society is just a wonderful organization. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to have to say this because I am enthused about the fact that we have right now Golden Rule Society. We're celebrating half of a century as the worldwide organization with 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. And in 2014, they said we were number 2 in the world. And being the old Top Gun, I said, I don't want to be number 2. We want to be number 1. Doesn't everybody? But ladies and gentlemen, I always ask a favor. First, do yourself a favor. by getting a pen and a paper handy, because I'm going to give you some information and you don't want to miss it, because this information, usually they're in the form of free gifts and guidance that you can share with your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, your charity, whoever, and a brother. You can share it with them, because that's why we're here, helping to make it a better world. Lord knows we need it. My golly, there's all kind of wonderful stuff going on, ladies and gentlemen. But back to the guy who's the, his card says, Maverick Impersonator. But anyway, his name is Jerry LeBlanc, and he was born in up there in Canada, but he's now living in the north section of San Diego, and he just ziggies around various parties and what have you, and he fills in.
Help you.
So anyway, somebody's trying to cut in with that flapping, so I'll get off my high horse and back over to you, Ron. God bless. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Well, Len, I'm almost speechless, because what you shared with us and you share with the world, the Golden Rule Society, represents so much of what's good about America, what's good about our the history of who we are. What you share with us is the opportunity, really, to serve. A lot of people don't have the opportunity to serve in our services, to be that special person that is able to bring to us an incredible, incredible vision of how the world can be if we just realize what we have in our hands. And you've taken that to a new level. And by the Golden Rule Society and the kindness campaign that just puts each of us in the driver's seat, actively improving the level and the quality of life. And you do it in such a complete, simple way that every one of them, we're just proud to be a part of and humbled to be able to be a part of this team. You're like, we're like, I don't know, you had Squadron 301, which was perfect in their competitions, and you can tell that story later, but you've already been the commander of a squad, but now you're the commander of the new squad, and this is called the Kindness Squad. And the Kindness Squad is going to make this world a better place, and our goal is to make the response of people being to the joining the Kindness Campaign and go through the Golden Rule Society is to have this go viral. We want one of these large international news organizations. We'd love to have Fox. They would be the perfect one to represent it. We want them to bring on in one of their news shows one day and talk about how people are joining the Kindness Campaign to make a difference. And, you know, everybody wants to know today, how can I contribute to make things better? There's so much evil stuff going on. There's so many people that are missing out on the revival of the spirit of being a proud American, and we want to be everybody. We want to offer that and have that for everybody, Len, and I'll let you too. I'm going to carry on about this now, but I just want you to know that's our goal. That's what we're working to do. There's a team. There's some folks that are on this call that are part of the team that are committed to help you and carry the torch. You're already doing it. You've been doing it for 50 years with the Golden Rule Society. Well, now is the time to make and move mountains, and we want to make everyone available and aware, and they can join. So I'll turn it back over to you, man, because you are the man.
Ron, you're always courteous and you're kind. And ladies and gentlemen, I have to mention this because Mr. Ron Clayton, who happens to be the president of the Hope Association, and he's puts on this radio show 6 days a week. And on Fridays, he invited me to be the guest, the host here, to tell people about what's going on in the world and all the efforts that we are putting together to help make it a better world. And I always tell this kind of lightheartedly. It's a radio show, but I always say, ladies and gentlemen, watch my lips. Which is impossible, but they say, just all in good fun. The thing is, You have your paper and your pencil. Here's what you ought to do. Take up the website for the Golden Rule Society. It's very simple. As you all know, been here, done that. www.goldenrulesociety. No spaces in there. All one word, goldenrulesociety.org. O-R-G. Simply means we're a charitable, nonprofit, tax-exempt corporation for, as Ron said and as I've said, 50 years. But I said half of a century. Sounds a little more strengthy, doesn't it? But anyway, when you get to the website, you're going to find out a list of opportunities. Most everything is free. Some things are better than free. And I stress this all the time. I'm not selling anything, because for all these 50 years, we're all non-paid volunteers. And for instance, Mr. Ron Clayton, he's one of our senior advisors. When he does a good job, which he often does, I said, Ron, I'm just going to double your salary. And everybody looked at me and said, wait a while, two times nothing is still nothing. Yes, we all know that, but it's all in good fun. But he's dedicating and has dedicated his life to helping make it a better world for others. And that's why we're all here. I call it our KISS program. Keep it simple, servant. We're here to serve. Kindness. That's what it's all about. And as Ron said, we have this kindness campaign that's going on. Matter of fact, it restarted on the 10th hour of the 10th day of the 10th month of 2021. Very nice, isn't it? And it continues. And we keep making it better, this kindness campaign. And everybody says, where did you get the idea for your kindness campaign? Well, I love to tell the story because kindness is so much a part of my life. It's in my mind. It's in my heart. I graduated high school, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that something? And 2 days later, I was leaving home to join into the Navy, go to Navy boot camp. And my mother, when I was packing up and ready to leave, she said, Len, here's something for you. Wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, be kind. And that, ladies and gentlemen, it really is in my heart and in my mind and in my spirit. Because I can, every time I wake up and I say my prayers or do this and the other, that those words from my mother just pop up. And I'd say, okay, praying to her is in heaven. Okay, Mom, I'm going to keep doing that. I'm going to be sharing this kindness. And that's what we have here. It's a kindness campaign, helping everybody. Let me give a simple example. You've got the goldenrulesociety.org. You know how to get there. And what you do when you log in, you'll see that we welcome you. And we have a bunch of what we call gifts. But there we go, gifts for you. And again, it's okay to share with friends, family, churches, charities, members, whatever you like. It's free. And first thing we offer, thing that I like good, because I spent over a quarter of a century of my life in the Navy as a Navy fighter pilot, and as Ron graciously and mentioned, I was honored to be the first Navy top gun on the East Coast. And that same year, they said, we're going to have an all-Navy competition. And I was the first Navy, all-Navy top gun. And it was a great appreciation. It was a good opportunity. And I was up and ready to go. So the wise traveler, because after more than a quarter century of the Navy, when I retired, I went and got a job as an airline pilot. When I got there, they said, hey, you've done a lot of instructing as a fighter pilot instructor and all that. I said, yes, I have. So I became a line pilot, carrying passengers here, there, and everywhere. Whenever they had some training that needed to be done, They said, okay, Len, I want you to train these other pilots that are coming on board or with this other organization wants to get into the airline business. So I was busy as an instructor as well. Fun stuff, really is. So I spent almost another 29 years as an airline pilot. And then I became age 60, and then you had to get out by then. They said, okay, everybody that gets to be that age as an airline pilot, take the rest of the day off, just a life off. And now so now you have to retire when you're 65. But at that time, anyway, small numbers, doesn't matter really much. But you're going to see in the navigation buttons that you go on our website, Wise Traveler. And what it does, it offers major and big savings, up to 85% of the time, all free, no strings attached. Let me give you an example, folks, because somebody said, you know, I was going to fly from the East Coast to the West Coast in the United States. And they told me that the round trip, he called the airline, that they said it was going to be $1,000. And these are just round numbers. They're going to be $1,000 a round trip. And the guy says, well, okay, but I'm a member of the Golden Rule Society's Wise Traveler Program. Oh, okay, just a second. So now it's only $500. He told me he saved $500. And he says, well, you probably want a donation to the Golden Rule Society. I say, yes, whatever we get, we give, but we accept them. But we recommend that if you really want to make a donation, let's say you've saved $500, why don't you give 10% of whatever you saved to your church or your charity or somebody that you really know that where the money's going to go? This means everybody benefits. The airline benefit because, hey, they've got another seat that's full with the passenger or passengers. That's fine. And the church or the charity, whoever you want, give 10% to. However, that's your choice. That's great. And some people say, well, I'm going to give 10% to the Golden Rule Society. We said, well, that's your choice. Thank you very much. And we'll get it. And we share it with some of the many charities that we support. So everybody benefits. That's the nice part about it. And that's why we're here. I mentioned the KISS program. We're here to serve one another. Now, wouldn't it be a wonderful world? Because I'm going to tell you all about the kindness campaign. Very simple. It goes like this. With love, the Golden Rule Society's kindness campaign. With love, kindness, and hope in your heart for peace and joy to the world, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And that is the Golden Rule. But somebody say, Len, what you're talking about is, it's like the good Lord's 11th commandment. And the first time I heard it, I said, well, you have to tell me about that. And the guy and the gal with his wife, of course, the 11th commandment is whatever the love that the good Lord gives us, we have to share with others. And I said, that's very simple, but how powerful is that? We're here to love one another and just be nice. And, in other words, be kind. It really pays off because the kindness always comes back in a very nice way. So that's it. That's it for the kindness campaigns. Wise Traveler Program. And there are more. So you can keep going down the list. And we've been bringing these gifts of empowerment for 50 years. And you have the website, goldenrulesociety.org. And we've got another one. And then I'm going to turn it back over to Ron for a little bit. It's called Success for You. And it's educational, motivational, inspirational, and character-building guidance for children of all ages. There's no limit. It goes on forever. That's what we want to do. And what you're going to do is you're going to be, well, here it is, I should say. The logic of this, if you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, is what we've done to put together the Success for You program. If you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, logically, you're going to be more successful in your life. Makes sense, doesn't it? Simple, powerful. And what we have is not only the good things that you have as the action plan for living, how to live your life and to enjoy, wonderful. Now, it turns things around. That's the action plan for living. And on the other side of it, we have what we call a lucky buck. It's a dollar bill size. One side is the action plan for living, and on the other side is the action plan for business. So here's the point. Why go making all the mistakes that have already been made? That doesn't make any sense at all. Because these are the people that have done things that are successful, and they're sharing it. And it's on our lucky buck, which is called the Success for You program. Hey, why make the mistake? You don't have the time or the money to do it. So do the things that work. Simple, yet powerful. And that's why we're here with you. And I don't want to be too terribly boring. So, Ron, let me jump off my high horse, turn it back over to you so I can take a sip of the coffee here. And I enjoy being on the show every Friday. Share it with others. Ladies and gentlemen, we can get to know more people who can take advantage of the offers we send. Because I'm going to tell you about the Nobel Peace Prize program. Back over to you, Ryan. God bless. Thank you.
Well, Glenn, thank you very, very much. First of all, I want to make a point that no one's ever mentioned, and so I'm going to do it now. You know, there are people that go out and go to the library or go to Barnes & Noble or whatever your bookstore is around you, and they spend hours going through the business section, the motivational sections. They go, and there's lots of books. There's hundreds and hundreds of books that talk about the essence of success and being good and having a great life and touching lives. You know what? Having and being a part of the Golden Rule Society and the Kindness Campaign, instead of having to pay hundreds of dollars, and people that go out and they go to listen to guest speakers that come in and talk and do all this stuff, you can have every bit of all those thoughts in a nugget, in a program, and you can apply it for yourself. Then you have the benefit of actually hearing and listening and hearing from the man himself, Len Kane, Captain Len Kane, Top Gun, Maverick. He's the original. Here, folks. You can get that, and you know how much it costs you? Nothing. Like he says, I love how he says it. But I really want everybody, I hope you can grab the scope of what it is that being here and making himself available to us as a gift and his service continuing to each one of us. We have the essence and all the information and all the programs that Len Kane has demonstrated, proven. I mean, here's a guy that has flown an airplane. Now, most everybody's flown on a plane, commercial plane, and you know they go about 340 miles an hour when you get up there and you're in the stratosphere and you're above the clouds and the storms and all the bad stuff, sunny and bright. And you're doing big time. You might get up to 500 if you're going a speedy route and stuff. You got tailwind, as Len would say. But you see, this guy, Len Kane, has flown multiple planes three and four times at double the speed that I've just talked about and controlled it. Not only has done that, he's flown that plane that he's in formation with other planes. If you've ever seen a Blue Angels event or the Snowbirds or any of the other acrobatic national shows, that air shows where they have these pilots that precision, absolute precision flying. Len Kane has done that multiple times with multiple planes with multiple groups. You start to figure out. Now, you can have him in your pocket, and we don't want you to keep it in your pocket. The idea is this is gather and gain what you can from Len and his wisdom and all the things that he and Anne have brought to us through the Golden Rule Society. You have access to all of those. It's free, but I'm telling you, right now it's not. Money-wise, it's free. But, you know, you do have to take the time and you have to absorb and you have to buy into and believe what he's sharing, because here's a guy that has lived his life doing things that there are very, very, very few people can do what he's accomplished. Not only did he do it, but he did it with honor and grace and honesty in a way that then he's used it to promote the pure, wonderful blessings of life. And he shares it with us. We have such an incredible, incredible opportunity to be blessed, but more importantly, to pay it forward, to share it with others. And to be honest with you, the only people that after you get a conversation with anybody who, I'm not talking with somebody who's sick or got a medical problem or anything like that, but people that don't have anything, guarantee you they're not doing anything. They're not giving themselves. They won't even give out a smile. The only thing they give out is a hand and say, I want something. Forgotten.
Yeah.
Len Cain has demonstrated in his life, coal miner's son, right in Scranton, Pennsylvania. It really is down the road from us. We're in New York, but if you go down over to Binghamton, go south, you would drive right through Scranton, Pennsylvania. You go right through the coal country, and that's where Len Cain comes from. And, you know, he's here to offer to us the gems. People pay hundreds of dollars to talk to motivational speakers to get a listen to him for 15 minutes or 20 minutes on a stage. And you get him here on the Optimize Your Life radio show, or you actually, if you become involved with us, you have access to meeting with him and talk with him on a one-to-one basis. We have programs throughout the year where he's available that you can meet Len Cain, and you can get more information. You can learn more about the various aspects, how he is involved representing the goodness in life and goodness in organizations. We brag on him. I brag on him. I am so privileged and honored to have him as a partner, as an associate, and a friend. And I want to share. We love sharing him, and he openly allows himself to be shared in a way that we benefit. And, you know, in so many places, in order for that to happen, somebody's got their hand out. They got a ticket behind it. You got to buy a ticket to get what he is. You get him for nothing. And not for nothing, because I think if you learn something from Len Cain, you have a responsibility to pay it forward and improve somebody else's life. And you can do so with a smile on your face. And so we brag on that. I know there's a guy in this show right now that he knows exactly what I'm talking about, because he's lived the same kind of life. He's down there in a little country, little state of Georgia up there in this corner of the state in the middle of nowhere. And this guy, his nickname is Country Boy, and he has lived his life like Len Cain, serving others and lifting people up, still doing it. And so I want to introduce him as being on the show today, and there's other folks that come and go on the show while we're on each week. I hope you'll take to heart that you invite somebody else to bring them on, so you can introduce them to Len, or Country Boy, and other people that we have on this show. Country Boy, you there?
Yes, sir. How you guys doing today?
Terrific. Brad Dorsey, God bless you. Welcome aboard.
Lynn, I'm glad you brought up something just a few minutes ago, Lynn, because you've been saying it and saying it and saying it. And I'm going to take about 3 minutes running you guys around in a circle, because Les Brown, one of my greatest motivational teachers, told me that anything worth having and anything worth doing is worth doing wrongly until you figure out how to get it right. Let me say that one more time. Anything worth having and anything worth doing is worth doing wrongly until you get it right. Until you get it right. See, a lot of times it's like riding a bike. You can't start out never rode a bike in your life and get it right the first time. But to grow there, you might end up getting a few scars. But Lynn just very, very kindly shared with you guys, been there, done that. You wasn't paying attention. You've been listening to Nike talking about, just do it. Lynn Cain says, been there, done that. This don't work. Don't do it like that. He says if you watch the successful people, you don't have to make the mistakes that they made. They can help fast forward your life. But let me rewind back to elementary school again. There's some people still sitting out there under the sound of my voice, been listening in, but they haven't even joined us yet. You're listening, but you're not part of. Now, let me tell you, you cannot get out of life alive. Did y'all get that? You can die on the bleachers or you can die on the field. And if you got to die, my uncle says, you might as well get out there and do what you do. So, if faith cometh from hearing, faith also cometh from doing what you heard. We've been offering you guys an opportunity, and if Lynn says you got your pens out, write down, optimize mylife.com. I said optimize mylife.com. Not your life, my life, but you're talking to you while we're talking to you because we said we want to bless you. Here comes the old cliche, Lynn. Lynn says, I'm getting down off my high horse. They told me in the country you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. We can bring you guys on the show every day, but if you don't join us, you're still sitting on the sidelines. Lynn just explained to you that it costs you a whole bunch of money to get involved. Nothing. It's free. And if you wasn't paying attention, he said some things over here are better than free. Listen, you guys, I'm not upset. I'm not angry. I was just talking to one of my sons. Ron, you went on Instagram. My son is in Egypt riding a camel. He will say, hey, Dad, he's climbing up the pyramid. They said, well, Dorsey, what do you think of the camel? He's going, he's living out of his, he's living his bucket list. So now, why am I telling you all this? I'm telling you that I just taught my son, just taught me a lesson that I taught him years ago. This was the lesson. He says, if you don't do what you've been hearing, then you didn't hear it. Example, I took my son to the swimming pool, Ron. They had been good all week. We'd been to church, got out early. It was 92 blazing degrees down here in hot Atlanta. I said, well, look, come over here, you guys. Y'all want to go to the pool? They said, yes. I said, well, let me tell you the rules before we go to the pool. We're going to go and have a good time. Is that a good rule? We're going to go and have a good time. Is that a good rule? But look, I said, but I accidentally threw them a curveball in and they wasn't paying no attention. I said, but when I say it's time to go, God's been telling me, country, it's time to go. It's time to go. It's time to go. I'm ready to go. I said, do y'all understand that? I said, Bryson, look me in my eyes. What did I just say to you? You said, when you said, it's time to go, it's time to go. Ask Lynn Kane. He's in the Navy. They said, Lynn, we're leaving out at 0400. Lynn can't wake up at 5:30. They already gone and left him. Lynn, did you not hear us say 0400? Where were you? We're not waiting, Lynn. So when I told my sons, well, look, when I say it's time to go, it's time to go. But the time came, and I thought, wow, they've been good. I think I'm going to give them a little extra. I've been reading my book exceedingly, abundantly, more time than they can imagine. So I gave them an extra half an hour. Call them over here and said, Bryson, come over here. See, y'all did hear me. Don't make me call you more than one time. Because my parents used to tell me that if I call you one time, Lynn, and you don't come. Boy, did you hear what I said? I said, come over here. They must have heard me. They came the first time. So I said, look, y'all been really, really good. I'm going to give you some exceedingly, abundantly, some more time. But when I said it's time to go, it's time to go. I gave them an extra hour. Not 30 minutes like I told them. I'm breaking my word every time I turn around. The truth only gets better and better and better. But look, you guys, then I said, Bryson, it's time to go home now. Come on, get out of the pool. Bryson climbed out of the pool, walked right past me, went over, got his towel wrapped around him, dried himself off, put his shoes on, was ready to go. Brian, the one that's in Egypt, the rule breaker, walked right past me, went on around the edge of the pool, climbed back up on the diving board, and dived back in. And I'm thinking, he must have not heard me. And then he walked past me again. I said, Brian, where are you going? He said, I'm going to dive in one more time. I said, you didn't hear what I said. He said, yeah. Yeah, I got to get to the end of the story, y'all. Look. He heard what I said, but he didn't do what I said. He heard what I said, but he didn't do what I said. I heard some, a lot of people been telling me, oh, I hadn't heard from God in a while. Well, if you hadn't heard from him in a while, do what he told you to do the last time he talked to you. He said, get over your past. You can't change tomorrow. I'm in control of tomorrow. And the only thing you have is right now. It only matters what you do right now. This is the day the divine creators made, Lynn Cain, Ron Clayton. Let us rejoice. Let us be glad. Let us be proud. Let us be thankful. Let us be thankful for the water. Thank you for the car. Thank you for the shower. Thank you for the food in the refrigerator. And if you add up your list on what you're thankful for, whatever you were blazed about, whatever you're depressed about, whatever you're lacking in, if you put your thank you list up next to what I don't have list, you'll see that it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day, and you will begin to, watch this, Lynn, smile, share some kindness, grin, smile, and the world will smile back at you. I had a guy to throw me a thumbs up in the air the other day. I had a guy to walk by me, and I didn't even know him, and we grinned at each other, and all of a sudden, Lynn, he threw me a high five and said, have a blessed day. Ron, he used an adjective, Ron. I hope you have a blessed and winning day. Back over to you, Ron Klain. Do what God has told you today, because we're not promised tomorrow. Go to optimizemylife.com. And it don't cost nothing to join the Hope Collection. Write it down, Lynn. Told you 50 gazillion times. www.goldenrule, all one big long word, society.org. Join us, you guys. If it's a blessing to be, did you not know that's why we show up every day at noontime? We serve up hope for lunch. It tastes great and it's very filling. You can eat as much as you want and bring a friend back tomorrow and eat with us. He's filled our cup and it's running over, and it shall never run out. It's one of those eternal things that he's given us called love, and we're going to give it to you because we plan on doing unto others before they do unto us. And the love that we're giving you, we know that you're going to pay it forward, right? Ron Clayton, back over to you.
You make things so exciting, country boy. And appreciate your enthusiasm for your passion. And you're never ashamed or hard, and you don't hold back. You let us know. And you know what? What I love about it is this forum that we have allows us to share our passion. And you do so because I know you. I met you. We spent time together. And you know, people talk, and they talk all the time. I did a sales meeting for a radio station not too long ago, and I just met the owner. The owner actually had me speak to their customers. I said, she didn't have me talk to their staff. She had me speak to their customers. And she gave me the floor and let me talk what I wanted to say, and she didn't tell me anything. Except, you know, Ron, I know your background. I understand, you know, your credits and everything. So share with my people, my customers. And what I said to them was, and this happened to be a radio station, and I said to her and her customers, remember this one thing. You cannot build a relationship in a text message. We cannot communicate other than dead information, flat, there it is, black and white, but there's no passion. There's no experience of understanding. There is no, you can't put any love in it. And you know what? When you have that, you can't keep it in your memory either. It'll go away. When we are sharing principles and programs and issues and things that people can do, accomplish, action steps, and you add passion to it, let me tell you, it can't be stopped. I call it triple braided cord. It's you, that issue, that your work tool you're using, and God. You can't be shut down. You can't be beat. And Country Boy, you demonstrate that to us day after day after day after day as you share on various shows and places that you are and been. I remember the first day I met you, and when someone asked me to describe you, the first thing I always tell them is, you're a mighty man of valor. Remembering those words from the coast when they told Gideon, they said to him, you're a mighty man of valor. His famous words, by the way, Bill Cosby made $1 million on it. Is who, me? Well, Country Boy, you are a mighty man of valor. And you come on this show with Len Cain, and you demonstrate that triple braided cord between the Lord and you and Len and the message that we can make a difference in this world. That's what this show is all about, is making a difference. And we spend this hour, we only have an hour, and it goes by so fast every day. I sometimes look, and I'm not on every show every day. I can't be, but I try to touch base as much as I can. And I hear different people that are sharing the message of hope, and they're committed to making it a better world. And you know what? We're up against a lot, guys. There are more powerful medias that have outreach because they're there. But you know what? We are more powerful than any of them, because we have been able to communicate the passion of the truth.
Ron, I got one more.
Go ahead.
I'm going to have to jump on top of you again real fast. I love it when we inspire each other. I talk a lot, but I'm also a good listener, you guys, that don't really know me. I'm a counselor. And Kurt and I was just talking, and I interviewed Kurt the other day. I said, Kurt, when you're telling people you're a life coach, what is the very, 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 very first thing that you have to learn and be taught how to do? He says, listen, Country, I can't help nobody until they tell me what they're hoping for, what they've been hoping for. So I'm going to drop a little 30-second one on you guys. I'm a writer, too. But I wrote this little cliff note down on the napkin earlier, and it says, good friends / family listen more than they talk, and they hear more than what's being said. Are you feeling me? I know you was paying attention and listening to what I was saying, but did you hear what I really, really, really mean? So in the process, I was talking and having an inner conversation with myself the other day, just playing around with cliches. I got one for you. The one that I was playing around with, Ron, it was a blessing to be a blessing. Is that a command? Is that an order? Is that a choice? How do you get to be a blessing, I was thinking. My grandmama told me if everybody could bless themselves, Ron and Lynn, that we wouldn't need each other. You could just bless yourself when you're already. Just wave a wand and pat out. You're good. And if you ain't too selfish, you could bless your family while you're at it. But she said if everybody could bless themselves, we wouldn't need each other. So it's a blessing to be a blessing. So I decided yesterday when I got ready to leave, I was going to chart my day. A long time ago, I named my first company, my second company, Dream Express. But I found as I got older, Lynn, I didn't sleep much no more. I was working from 6 in the evening and going to school from 12 to 4 every day and working a part-time in the evening, if I could. You know what I'm saying? So what I was thinking that day, I said, okay, how can I up my blessing rate today and see what I can do? I'm just going to write down and see, since most people read in that book, it's a blessing to be a blessing. But I was reading over there, and it says, you should be blessed in your going and your coming. You, I'm talking to you, should be blessed in your going and your coming. But if you're not selfish, I found out the blessing is miracle. I was looking for a blessing when I was younger. I was waiting for somebody to walk up to me and just hand me some money. Just give me a house. Give me a car. No. But I gave 5 cars away in the last 5 years. I just built somebody a home and gave it to them. When I left out yesterday, I got around the corner to the gas station and stopped and filled up my gas can for my lawnmower. But while I was at the gas station, the lady looked around the pump and said, excuse me, sir, could you help me? I've been sitting here praying and hoping somebody would come by. Can you give me a jump start? Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, they called me country boy. My mama called me Mr. Evereddy, the walking power source. Yeah, ma'am, I can give you a jump start. All I had to do was let my hood up and grab my jumper cables. We didn't have to move the cars, Lynn. I just hooked up to her and gave her a power boost. Oh, I forgot to tell y'all, I run off a Holy Ghost energy and it never runs out. And it never gets weak. And if it's weak, he shows in and strolls up strong where you're weak at. So I'm thinking, wow, that was pretty cool. 2 birds at 1 stone. I got gas and gave her a boost at the same time. But on my way to my destination, I seen somebody on the side of the road. Years ago, before they had those little lime green shirts, they call them heroes down here in Georgia. Now, that was me. Except I was driving a red BMW with gas cans in the truck and jumper cables. And a loaf of bread and some blankets, just in case you're hungry. I always travel with bread, and I travel with my sword just to cut through BS. I ain't got time to play. I seen somebody had a flat tire. Oh, Lord have mercy, I'm going to be late for my appointment. Never, and you're never late if you're at the right place at the right time to bless somebody. How can you be late? My obedience. Blessing to her getting her tire changed. And as soon as I got her changed, I was getting ready to go, and oh man, now I'm gonna be later. I'm on my way and traffic's just stopped up. Creep a mile or two, creep another mile or two. Oh, I'm never gonna make it on time. God says, get off on this exit. Oh, so I decided to get off on the exit, and while I'm exiting, there's a guy, 3 guys, not 1, not 2, but 3, parked underneath the bridge, hiding from the sun. One of their buddies' bikes broke down. Both of them, hey, can I help y'all? Just happen to have a cooler of water in the floor. 3 bottles of cold water. Gotta go. See y'all later. Fast forward to the end of the tape. It has nothing to do with me. I'm just a messenger. Lynn, I'm going to close right here because they may not follow me all the way through my story because it goes on and on. And before my day had ended, I had already blessed a dozen people. What I had in my pickup truck. He asked, oh, boy, he said, you don't think you are a blessing to the nation? I put enough in your spirit to bless 70 elders, country boy. So what am I telling you guys? Why you're out going and coming? Lynn Kane gave it to me, and I'm going to give it back to him. One's greatest reward in life is the service of other people. If I can help enough people burrow walk to get what they want, then what God has for me, he has for me. He had me to play Good Samaritan on the way right in the middle to my destiny. And he told me to throw him another cliff note. Where God has you going right now, you can't use no GPS to get you there unless it's him. If you take a wrong turn, God says, don't worry about it. Renavigating. I have plans to prosper you. I will never leave you. And Lynn Kane, we will never forsake you, sir. That's why you're a top gun. Back over you, Ron.
Well, wow, what a guy. God bless you, Brad Dorsey. Keep on your good work, and I just love hearing what you're saying, and especially the new one. It's a blessing to be a blessing. And ladies and gentlemen, great, guidance right there. And speaking of great guidance, you have the information on our website. For those who might be just joining in now, ladies and gentlemen, you got to put it down. www.goldenrulesociety.org. Charitable, nonprofit, tax exempt for 50 years or more. And the gentleman that you were just listening to, Mr. Brad Dorsey, his buddies gave him the nickname Country Boy. He is one of the senior advisors in our Golden Rule Society, right along with Mr. Ron Clayton. These two gentlemen, along with about 20 other senior advisors, are just helping to make it a better world. And that's why we're here, to serve. And I mentioned that about the wise traveler. What I didn't mention to you, that I talked about airplane, but you also get discounts on buses, trains, shipboard cruises, and all that sort of stuff. It's there for your taking. And it's, why not? And if you're not going to travel, tell your friends and neighbors and church and charity, everybody you want, because it's there. I mean, you'll get to our website, all kinds of wonderful things. And I always like to tell this one. On the website, when you get there, you see the list of the wonderful opportunities and gifts for you, if you will. This organization called Intiva Health, I-N-T-I-V-A. That's an acronym. Informational, technology, videos, all that jazz. But it's free. And 3 years ago, and I'm part of it, I'm a partner, and we were selected number one in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to stress it and say it again. The Intiva Health Program, we're selected number one in the world for supporting the medical industry, helping to find out cures for cancer, how to keep people from being in pain, all this sort of stuff. And, wow, that just knocked my socks off to be part of that organization and be recognized for all the work we're doing. It's like just last week I got a information that I was selected as the Worldwide Humanitarian Award from, this is the marquee Who's Who organization that has been only in business since 1899. And they just do marvelous jobs, and I'm just honored, humbled, and just happy that they say, here's what we give you because what you're doing to help others. Why not everybody help others? And that's why we're here. And again, it's all non-paid. So visit our website, gave it to you, and you're going to see all kinds of wonderful things that are available to you. And I just mentioned the Intiva program, and there's other ones. The one that I kind of like is about it's called a bomb program. Everybody said, what the heck is a bomb? This is where you can send an email to somebody. So instead of sitting there and typing it out, the whole email, what you do is you have to get yourself a little video camera, very smart. It clicks on the top of your computer, and you get in there, and there's a fee. I'm not selling anything, but I tell people about it because they say, Len, when we hear from you, and I clicked on your email, and there you are talking to me, and usually you last about a minute or so, and that's what it takes, a minute or so, and people see your smile. They see your personality. They see you're trying to help somebody, doing this and that and the other. And it's on the website, and it's called Bomb Program. And you log in, and the fee is very low. I love it because I don't have time to be typing and typing typing, but I can talk to somebody. And that's what they get. They hear Len Cain talking to them, and I'm looking at them in their face, so to speak. And it's wonderful. The cost is very reasonable. It's a monthly fee. And if you like it, fine. If you don't like it, you could say, oh, thank you very much. So long for now. But that's one of the programs that I like because it gets people talking to people and expressing themselves. Oh, it goes on and on. So, ladies and gentlemen, please stay in touch with the Hope for You. And it's 6 days a week, noontime on the East Coast, but he's got, Mr. Ron Clayton has other speakers that are going to tell you about this, that, and the other to make your life better. Now, that's the kind of organization you want. Matter of fact, Mr. Brad Dorsey was on, and every Monday night, he has an organization that he put together, and it's called just a prayer hour. And Brad, I was sorry I missed it because we had two ladies who recent divorced, not divorced, but their husbands passed away. So my wife, Ann, invited them over. So we were at dinner with these ladies. So I couldn't make the prayer group that evening. But I love to be together with you on Monday evenings. Thank you, Brad. God bless you for all the wonderful things you do. And Ron Clayton, please keep up your great work doing to make everybody a better world for everyone. So, ladies and gentlemen, visit our website. Here it is again, www.goldenrulesociety.org. Golden Rule Society, no spaces in between. And you can take advantage of all of that and share with others. And pretty you'll say, hey, how come this guy got 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize? You'll see why. People appreciate what I'm doing, and we're all non-paid volunteers. Please, help make it a better world. And there it
Lynn,
is.
Lynn, that's a prime example on why. You just gave them the answer why. He says, I'm normally on a prayer call on Monday night, as well as Ron Clayton and Rick Reese and the whole family organization. But he says, but country, I was doing Better World Changer ministry work, ministering to some people that had lost some loved ones. So I dare you, sir, apologize for doing God's work. What I wanted y'all to hear in that message, y'all have heard it all your life, but that's what I'm telling you. Do you hear the words that are coming out of our mouth? God told you, your grandmama told you, your mama told you, Ron Clayton told you. Well, you don't know whether you can believe him or not. He only speaks the truth, and the truth is the truth until it is what it ain't. They told you that he only made one of you. No one else in the world like you, Lynn Cain. No one else in the world like you, Rick Reese. No one else in the world like you, Ron Clayton. Y'all heard me say it. It's not just a cliche. Ain't nobody, we say ain't down here in the South, ain't nobody can do what you do like you do when you do what you do. The world will never be the same because you showed up. Now we're walking right in the middle of our purpose. One nation under love. Yeah. Did y'all miss that part when he says, I am love? Do y'all want me to sing it out loud? What the world needs now is love, sweet love. God, one in the same. He says, if they will turn their hearts towards me, country boy, I'll come back and heal their coronavirus. I will heal their land. I'll heal their hearts. God has the power to fix your past, fix your now, and just so you know, one more secret before I let you go. He says, before there was a Memorial Day, before there was a 4th of July, before there was a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, before there was a tick or a talk, I had plans, Lynn Cain. I had plans to make you Top Gun. I had plans to make you International Humanitarian Man of the Year. I had plans to nominate you 5 times for a Nobel Peace Prize. I am God. I control the universe. I have enough mercy and grace in the palm of my hand to embrace the human race. I am that I am that I am. Don't apologize, nobody, for being who you are, as long as you're doing kingdom business. Lynn Kane, keep about your daddy's, about your father's business. Keep practicing it, Lynn. Practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better and better and better. If Michael Jordan played another day, he would better his best. If Lynn Kane jumped back in the plane, he'd better every record that he'd ever had. He'd better it again. That's the way eternity things work in this love conversation that we're having. Do unto others before they do unto you. And watch the love that you give, Lynn Kane, across America. Come right back to you. Now I understand why he put you in the ocean, because, sir, your cup is definitely runneth over, back over you.
Well, we are so thankful and proud. And you tell it like it is, but you do tell it, and that is great. Have a blessed day and week, guys. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week for Coach's Call on Saturday morning. You're all welcome. Talk to you later. Bye now.
Bye-bye for now. God bless.
Okay.
God bless, everybody.